everybody. My name is Ken Fallon, and for those of you who can't seem to think of a topic to discuss, this is one of the examples where just something occurred in my life. I came up with a technical solution for it, and I wanted to share that here with people on the network. I guess lots of people here are parents or have, you know, have some people of the smaller persuasion around. And I was asked by my daughter to correct some of her homework, which was the analog clock. And there were something like 10 different analog clocks with 10 different digital clock times in the 24-hour clock military time. So, for example, there was a clock with, 5 to 11 on it. And on the, so the two, the minute and the hour hand were pointing at 11. And then on the clock below, it was 11:11. So that brought up some interesting questions, actually. So I took down the big glass clock that we have in the house, which has the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 in big letters around it. It's got a big hand and a small hand, as people are aware of. And then the problem started. And I realized during the course of this thing how funny and accurate the sketch that another more literate and more entertaining, obviously, fellow Irishman, Dave Allen, did, where he did a comedy routine about, teaching his son the time. Links will be in the show notes for this episode. But as I was looking at it, I realised, okay, obviously, there was one thing that came out. Which way does the clock hands go round? Does it go round clockwise or counterclockwise? That's so ingrained into us that even the word clockwise is used to describe the direction. So here you have a child who doesn't know what clockwise is because they don't know that the clock could equally have gone the other way. In many countries, they drive on the other side of the road. In many languages, they write the other way around, even up and down. It's just an arbitrary way that people picked. Well, actually, it wasn't that arbitrary because the whole history of the clock was originally there was only the hour numbers, and of those hour numbers there were only the numbers that with a sundial you put a stake in the ground and the line of the stake went around to the different numbers that were marked out, and from that they added the remainder of the clock. And then, but even things like that, the hands go around twice a day, so a hand pointing at 11 means 11 o'clock in the morning, or it can mean 11 o'clock at night. Or the fact that why does it go from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and then suddenly go back to 1? So it was, and why is the minute hand pointing at the hour numbers? It makes no sense. All the clocks that you see, just have a look around the house, all the minutes hands are on the big numbers. So you say, okay, it's 5 to the hour. That means the big hand is going to be pointing at the 11. Okay, that makes no sense whatsoever. So actually, watch that Dave Allen video. It's quite funny. However, so I realized that we have extracted, people are so familiar with the analog clock that we've completely abstracted out to the point of the instant recognition of what a clock is. You assume it's a clock. If you see a dot in a in a north, south, east, west direction with some hands, you assume that that's a clock. In fact, at the Amsterdam Central Rail Station, they have on one of the walls, they have a wind, chime, which is a face of a clock. North, south, east and west are written on it, and there's only one hand. But oftentimes, I just look up there expecting to tell the time, and you think that it's like, you know, if the wind is blowing west, you think it's quarter to nine, and you go, oh, that's hot, quarter to nine, because, you know, the two hands are covering each other, it must be quarter to nine. So you, that whole thing is ingrained, even to a point where you see that the Roman numerals are used. You know, people will put just dots in, there's no numbers at all. So there's so many assumptions about what a clock is that people have abstracted the art of it out. So what I wanted to do was bring the clock back to basics. And I wanted to do a clock face for a clock that would be useful for people, that will tell the time. So essentially putting back all the information into the clock that we already know is there and has been there all along, but you've just learned it in school, and that's pretty much it. Now, bringing it back to basics, what it is, what a clock is just a way of measuring time. So it's like you count your fingers on your one hand, and then you clamp the fingers on the other hand, so you got 10, and then you make a notch, and then you start again. So it's essentially, as one hand goes round, a single time, something else moves forward an increment. As that other something else moves forward a single revolution, something else moves forward an increment. So it is like the odometer in your car, the old time odometer, as it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then a little hand will pull up the next digit, and you've passed the mile on to the next mile. So that's what it is. So actually, your clock that you're looking at right now, especially if it's got a second hand, or indeed a third hand, if it's got an hour hand, a minute hand, and a second hand, as in if it's got three hands on it, it's actually showing you three different clocks, three different dials that should be displayed. You should have the hour dial, you should have the minute dial, and you should have the second dial. And what you should be able to see for a child is you should go down to the shop and purchase four clocks. I got four clocks for under a tenner. That's in euros, and these are your standard run-of-the-mill quartz clock that has got like a little square thing at the back, takes one AA battery and just sits in. It's got a glass cover, pictures in the show notes, and with all these clocks you can just simply pop off the cover, pull off the hands, and then print off something, cut it out nice and round, and then put it into the clock. I've been doing this for years for them to, you know, to cheer up the bedroom, and when they've got, you know, they're into Thomas the Train, you know, print off a poster for Thomas the Train and stick it onto the wall clock, and bin and boom, you've got a personalised clock in the room. Very nice. So what I've done is there's a unified clock, one central one that contains all the other three clocks together, and then you can print off the three different dials. But what I want to describe to you is the single clock. So first of all, on the unified one, which will be in the show notes, I have on the outside a green circle, and that green circle is divided into increments of 60 increments. Thanks to Inkscape for giving me the tutorial for doing that. And those, then I have painted the big hand that points to the minutes. It extends, it's exactly the same size as the big hand, and I've colored the big hand green so that you can see that the green points to the green, and that's the minutes. And the 60, the 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, and 55 are slightly larger numbers than the other ones. But it was important to put the other numbers in, because the first thing I've seen my children do is, I can count to 100, I can count to 100. They can all count to 100 and recognize the numbers. But what they can't do at that age is, or at least they're not confident in, is the five times tables, which is essentially what you're doing if you put in those digits. And if you're doing if you're only putting in four digits for north, south, east, and west, you're actually doing the 15 times tables, which is very complicated for a child who's just learning the clock. So the five times table is 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, and 60, of course. But just having it there on the table, and the whole point of this clock is it's not put on the wall, it's on the table. They can pick it up, they can walk over, I give it to them, I say, what time is it? And they tell me what the time is. It's there to be picked up. It's the fonts are pretty small, so you know they have to read it and stuff. But they can count. They can see that there is a series of numbers going the whole way around, so that they know in the heart of hearts that there are 60 seconds in a minute, and 60 minutes in 1 hour. So that is the, you know, fundamental key. This is one thing that they probably told my daughter in school, but she had kind of forgotten. But it's kind of important. So there, that's what you need in a clock. Put the information back in, and the first thing we put back in was the minute hands. Now, before we leave the minutes, another thing that I did was you might write the minutes as 12:05, but you never say that. What you actually say is 5 past, or 10 past, or 15 past, or 20 past, or 25 past, or 15 past, or 25:02. Or in the Netherlands, 5 past half past, which gets a bit weird, which of course is to the next hour as opposed to back from the next hour. That's not going to fix, nothing in the clock is going to be able to fix that. That's just something they have to learn. But what I've done on the outside of the minute hand is I've put a little speech balloon that you get in the comics and cartoons and stuff, so that the kids are familiar with that sort of concept, that this is a narrative that you speak. So everything that's written down, so the numbers for the hours and the numbers for the minutes are the things that you write down. And the things with the speech balloons are the way you say that. So, for example, you would write down 10 and then you would say 10 past. Okay, so that's pretty much the outside of the minutes. Very nice. So now what we wanted to do for the hours is made it very clear that there's another black clock. Another clock, big black circle, and a smaller, far smaller clock, and it is exactly the same diameter as the small hand. And the small hand, I also just came with a marker and made it black, although they say it's purple, but fine, I say the darker color. And what I did with that was, I first of all have an arrow pointing, leading from the 11 to the 12, pointing over to the very top of the 12, and then so that tells them all the time that's the way the minutes are, so that's the way the hands go around. And I have also that, I forgot to mention, I've got an arrow up at the minute hand as well, just pointing around, this is the way the clock goes around. Now, what I was struggling with was how to explain the concept that, okay, the minute hand only goes around once, and the second hand goes around once for an increment, but the hour hand goes around twice in a day. That's a very strange concept for a child to do. So what I did was, in this clock I have of course divided it into 12 slices of a pie that you might expect a cake cut into 12 different slices. And what I did was put a spiral in that goes around twice. So I have a spiral starting at the very top of the 12 hand, where it reaches the outside perimeter of outside diameter of the clock. And then it spirals around the 1, the 2, the 3, the 4, getting slightly closer and closer and closer and closer to the centre. Then when it comes to 12, it continues on. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, and then it stops. So it spirals one time and two times. And just to make it clear that it's the same time, I put in, I got some clip art from a brilliant site, openclipart.org. Openclipart.org. Links for this, of course, will be in the show notes as well. And between the 12 and the 1, I put a moon, and between the 1 and the 2, I put a moon, and the whole way there's a moon between the 5 and the 6, the whole way around to the 5 and 6. And then between the 6 and the 7, I have the sun coming out from behind the mountain. 7 and the 8, the sun comes out a little bit more. The 8 and the 9, the sun is out. The sun continues to be out right past noon, 13 to the whole way around until 6 o'clock. And then the sun starts going down again, and then the moon comes out. And I give this to my 5-year-old daughter, and said, tell me what's happening here. And she says, oh, this is the sun comes out. And I said, okay, so what time is it now? It is 11 o'clock. Why isn't it? Oh, well, she says it's 1:01, which is kind of cute. Why isn't it 2:03? And she says, because the sun is out. Well, that was obvious, wasn't it? So it's very, very clear to children, what's going on? This is the sun. This is the course of the day. It goes around twice. I also have a little arrow coming around after the midnight. It extends out as a tiny little arrow showing again. This is the rotation of the thing. And I have the letter for the word hour starting at the center, the capital H starting at the center, and then rotating around in a circle. Everything saying that this is the way the clock goes around. It goes around this way, clockwise, essentially. So that's pretty much it. Now, with the hours as well, what I've done is in the Netherlands, what you always do is you write the time in military time always. So there's no discussion, there's no AM or PM. But for the, so I've got a Dutch version of this clock on the website, www.cckklok.nl, and that's cckklok.nl. And the English version of this will be on the website ccclock.com, ccclock.com. That's three CCs. And what I've done, so there's two different versions. On the English version, it goes 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., blah, 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 around to 12 a.m. Or, I don't know, 12 a.m., 12 p.m. And then you have 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., 4 p.m., and around. So what's on the dial is what you write down, and then what's in the speech bubbles is what you say. So for example, here beside the 13 and the 1, which on the English version will be 1 p.m., I have written 1 o'clock on the English version and 1 uur on the Dutch, 2 uur and 3 uur and 4 uur. So the text bubble tells you what the time is. What's funny is that my son, who's really learning to read and write at the moment, will tell me the time based on the words. So he will go, it is 2:15, and it's 3:30 or whatever it is. And my daughter, who's learning the digital time, will say it's 23:42 or whatever the time happens to be at that particular time. The only other thing, of course, is just a QR code to get to the website, the name of the website, and the most important button, which is the CC by SA, so Creative Commons by and share alike, which means you just need to give credit and you need to contribute your changes back, which they will be considerable because my talent as such is very, very limited to an engineering application, and I'm sure somebody else could do a really nice job bringing out the ideas of that these are two separate clocks, two separate measuring devices within the one thing. So I'm interested to hear what your feedback, anyone's feedback, especially if you're a parent, what they'll think of this. Of course, ways that it can be improved. Of course, the whole idea is to take this thing and at minimum do the translations that would be necessary to convert it to the different languages. I don't know if that's, it's probably not. There's so much things that, so many things that has to change in order to change all the speech bubbles and all the digits from, you know, one language to the next. It's probably just simpler taking the scalable vector graphic file, SVG file, and just making a copy of it and submitting it back in your own language. But I really would like to see other people's interpretations of this. As far as it goes, I have sample tested on a marvelous number of total number of three different kids at the minute, because that's all I have available to me. They all seem to like it. They seem to understand it. The adults kind of freak out a little bit first seeing it, because it's what the hell is going on here? And then you kind of more or less have to tell them what's going on. But that's it. That's the Creative Commons clock. An incredibly boring and sad name, but to be honest, I couldn't think of anything else, and all the other good names are gone, and it was short enough to type and made a nice relatively small QR code that can be scanned. So I'm probably going to, whenever I'm allowed out of the house again, be taking this down to the photo, the local photo print shop, and get an A4 done you know, a nicer version and give it to one of my kids' teachers and see what they think of it, see if it's useful in their class. And yeah, hopefully loads of people will take this idea and use it as a simple learning tool. It's quite nice. I imagine that you could, you know, take the A4 letter page or whatever format you choose, print it off. I have it in an STV and also as a PDF file, so you can print it off and laminate it perhaps, and just, you know, put two sticks on a nail in the center of it, and you know, just put it on a piece of board or whatever, and just have the kids use it as a training tool that the hands don't actually go around. But what I found quite useful was to put the second hand back in, even though I haven't explicitly put anything about the seconds. It is useful because the second hand does give that motion that this is the direction you go round in. And also you can say now, well, look at the second hand. And once it goes 60 seconds around, you see that this green hand here moves one slot over there. And then they do and they watch it. So you've got their attention for a whole 2 minutes. And then you go, well, you see that when that one moves, when the big green hand moves, the little black hand, it moves up here. So once that green hand goes the whole way around here one time, then that black hand moves from that slice of the pie to that slice of the pie. And then, now I understand, it's not that complicated. So I have done nothing special here. All I've tried to do is put back all the information that has been, you know, artistically removed over the years. And hopefully people will find it useful. And my real joy will be to see, you know, a production run of this. And, you know, this in kids' books, or people take the idea and, you know, completely alter it, own it, and do it better. That would be fantastic to me. Something like telling the time is complicated enough. So that was it. Thank you very much for listening to this show. And if this is proof positive that you can take any old crappy subject and talk about it for a considerable length of time and submit that show to here at Hacker Public Radio. Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode. Thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All Binrev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Share Alike, 3.0 license.